This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is at a military hospital outside Washington where he's being treated for COVID-19. As Mr. Trump, who had long downplayed the virus, joins more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the infection. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often reduce recovery time in COVID cases. The 74-year-old president has canceled all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but clearly that depends on his condition. We're told the president will carry out his duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House Dr. Sean Connolly said his patient was doing very well and that there was no need for the use of supplemental oxygen. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House while concern is being expressed about how many in the president's circle he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some who attended last week's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among those testing positive, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. Chinese state media report that President Xi Jinping has sent a message to President Trump and his wife Melania, wishing them a speedy recovery from the coronavirus, a disease Mr. Trump refers to as the China virus. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, a mobile app. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such safeguards as face coverings. He called it, quote, a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. The vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris will apparently go on as scheduled on Wednesday night. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University. Worldwide, 34.6 million infections, just under 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil is next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of fatalities from the disease today rose well above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected in India, a case count second only to the United States. Police in Australia's coronavirus hotspot, the state of Victoria, today strengthened patrolling as crowds of people in the capital, Melbourne, ignored stringent lockdown restrictions at beaches on the warmest weekend in months. Under lockdown rules, Melbourne's nearly 5 million people are only allowed to exercise or socialize outdoors for a maximum of 2 hours a day. They're also required to stay close to home and wear masks in public places. But television and social media footage showed large numbers of beachgoers without face coverings as temperatures soared ahead of summer in the southern hemisphere. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews called the behavior unacceptable. At least 8 people are missing in France after a storm passed through the southeastern part of the country, causing strong floods around the city of Nice. Météo France said that 450 millimeters of rain was recorded over 24 hours in some areas, the equivalent of close to 4 months of rain at this time of the year. The storm now poses a threat to Italy. Armenia is pledging to work with Russia, the United States, and France on renewing a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, the breakaway enclave in the South Caucasus. Azerbaijan, which is fighting ethnic Armenian forces, has not responded to the call for a stand-down. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev this week ruled out talks with Armenia over Nagorno-Karabakh, and his ally Turkey said the three big powers should have no role in peacemaking. Israel's tourism minister Asaf Zamir has resigned to protest a new law that curbs demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the measure left him without a shred of trust in the veteran leader. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud, which forged a coalition government with Blue and White in May after a close election, calls Zamir's resignation an attempt to shore up support from liberal Israelis angry with the prime minister. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.